This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. India has extended support of $400 million in a bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by the Maldives. The decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizu in New Delhi today. Besides the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed two Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, on bilateral cooperation in preventing and combating corruption. Two MOUs were also renewed between the two countries on capacity-building programs for Maldivian judicial officers and in the field of sports and youth affairs. In a press statement after holding the talks with Dr. Muizu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and the Maldives have adopted a vision for comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership to give strategic direction to their cooperation. The political fate of 873 candidates in Jammu and Kashmir and 1,031 in Haryana will be disclosed when counting of votes for 90 constituencies each in both legislative assemblies will be taken up tomorrow from 8 in the morning. In Jammu and Kashmir, 20 counting centres have been set up with tight security in place. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for the assembly seats. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agrawal said these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters of all 22 districts. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and a whole-of-society approach to achieve universal health coverage with an emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region, Mr. Nadda said that the government's Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has informed that India and UAE governments are working on the interlinking of UPI of India and Annie of UAE. It will facilitate seamless cross-border transactions between two countries. This will benefit over 3 million Indians residing in the UAE, enabling them to use the power of UPI and Annie. Mr. Goyal was addressing a press conference after the 12th meeting of the India-UAE High-Level Joint Task Force in Mumbai today. The meeting was co-chaired by Managing Director of the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Sheikh Hamad bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In West Bengal, at least 7 persons were killed and 3 injured in a coal mine blast at Birbhum district. The incident took place when preparation was going on for a blast at the Bhadulia coal mine in the morning. The injured are being treated at Shiuri district hospital. The police is investigating the matter. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government is working to improve the farming culture in the country. After a meeting with the farmers and their union in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan reiterated that the government has taken many decisions for the sake of farmers like the Krishi Vikas Yojana and Fasal Bima Yojana. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi tomorrow. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The best actor will be conferred to Rishabh Shetty for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. The best actress award will be received by Nitya Menon for the Tamil film Tiruchitrambalam and Manasi Parikh for the Gujarati film Kutch Express. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Drufkin for their discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation. MicroRNA is a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. And that is the end of this news bulletin.